Today is the 26th day of September. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Global Campfire. It is awesome. It's a privilege for us to be together, right? Who would have thought? I mean, in my lifetime, when I was a kid, this would be science fiction to imagine. Just in my lifetime. That we get to be here together, wrapped around the world as we are, but very present to each other in spirit, and we get to spend time each and every day. That's pretty remarkable. I'm grateful to be here with you today as we do what we do every day, take another step forward in our relationship, our deepening relationship with the scriptures. We are working our way through the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament and the letter to the Ephesians in the New. And so let's take that next step. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 12 through 50, verse 11 today. Israel, my chosen people, listen to me. I alone am the Lord, the first and the last. With my own hand I created the earth and stretched out the sky. They obey my every command. Gather around me, all of you. Listen to what I say. Did any of your idols predict this would happen? Did they say that my friend would do what I want done to Babylonia? I was the one who chose him. I have brought him this far, and he will be successful. Come closer and listen. I have never kept secret the things I have said, and I was here before time began. By the power of his Spirit, the Lord God has sent me with this message. People of Israel, I am the Holy Lord God, the one who rescues you. For your own good, I teach you and I lead you along the right path. How I wish that you had obeyed my commands. Your success and good fortune would then have overflowed like a flooding river. Your nation would be blessed with more people than there are grains of sand along the seashore. And I would never have let your country be destroyed. Now leave Babylon. Celebrate as you go. Be happy and shout for everyone to hear. The Lord has rescued his servant Israel. He led us through the desert and made water flow from a rock to satisfy our thirst. But the Lord has promised that none who are evil will live in peace. Everyone, listen, even you foreign nations across the sea. The Lord chose me and gave me a name before I was born. He made my words pierce like a sharp sword or a pointed arrow. He kept me safely hidden in the palm of his hand. The Lord said to me, Israel, you are my servant, and because of you I will be highly honored. I said to myself, I'm completely worn out. My time has been wasted, but I did it for the Lord God and he will reward me. Even before I was born, the Lord God chose me to serve him and to lead back the people of Israel. So the Lord has honored me and made me strong. Now the Lord says to me, it isn't enough for you to be merely my servant. You must do more than lead back survivors from the tribes of Israel. I have placed you here as a light for other nations. You must take my saving power to everyone on earth. Israel, I am the Holy Lord God, the one who rescues you. You are slaves of rulers and of a nation who despises you. Now this is what I promise. Kings and rulers will honor you by kneeling at your feet. You can trust me. I am the Lord, the Holy God of Israel, and you are my chosen ones. This is what the Lord says. I will answer your prayers, because I have set a time when I will help by coming to save you. I have chosen you to take my promise of hope to other nations. You will rebuild the country from its ruins. Then people will come and settle there. You will set prisoners free from dark dungeons to see the light of day. On their way home, they will find plenty to eat, even on barren hills. They won't go hungry or get thirsty. They won't be bothered by the scorching sun or hot desert winds. I will be merciful while leading them along to streams of water. I will level the mountains and make roads. Then my people will return from distant lands in the north and the west, and from the city of Syin. Tell the heavens and the earth to celebrate and sing. Command every mountain to join in the song. The Lord's people have suffered, but he has shown mercy and given them comfort. The people of Zion said, "The Lord has turned away and forgotten us." The Lord answered, "Could a mother forget a child who nurses at her breast? Could she fail to love an infant who came from her own body? Even if a mother could forget, I will never forget you. A picture of your city is drawn on my hand. You are always in my thoughts. Your city will be built faster than it was destroyed. Those who attacked it will retreat and leave. Look around. You will see your people coming home. As surely as I live, I, the Lord, promise that your city with its people will be as lovely as a bride wearing her jewelry. Jerusalem is now in ruins. Nothing is left of the city, but it will be rebuilt and soon overcrowded. Its cruel enemies will be gone far away. Jerusalem is a woman whose children were born while she was in deep sorrow over the loss of her husband. Now those children will come and seek room in the crowded city, and Jerusalem will ask, "Am I really their mother? How could I have given birth when I was still mourning in a foreign land? Who raised these children? Where have they come from?" The Lord God says, "I will soon give a signal for the nations to return your sons and your daughters to the arms of Jerusalem. The kings and queens of those nations, where they were raised, will come and bow down. They will take care of you just like a slave taking care of a child. Then you will know that I am the Lord. You won't be disappointed if you trust me." Is it possible to rescue victims from someone strong and cruel? But the Lord has promised to fight on our side and to rescue our children from those strong and violent enemies. He will make those cruel people dine on their own flesh and get drunk from drinking their own blood. Then everyone will know that the Lord is our Savior. The powerful God of Israel has rescued his people. The Lord says, "Children, I didn't divorce your mother or sell you to pay debts. I divorced her and sold you because of your sins. I came and called out, but you didn't answer. Have I lost my power to rescue and save? At my command, oceans and rivers turn into deserts. Fish rot and stink for lack of water. I make the sky turn dark like the sackcloth you wear at funerals. the Lord God gives me the right words to encourage the weary. Each morning He awakens me eager to learn His teaching. He made me willing to listen and not rebel or run away. I let them beat my back and pull out my beard. I didn't turn aside when they insulted me and spit in my face. But the Lord God keeps me from being disgraced, so I refuse to give up because I know God will never let me down. My protector is nearby. No one can stand here to accuse me of wrong. The Lord God will help me and prove I am innocent. My accusers will wear out like moth-eaten clothes. None of you respect the Lord or obey His servant. You walk in the dark instead of the light. You don't trust the name of the Lord your God. Go ahead and walk in the light of the fires you have set. But with His own hand, the Lord will punish you and make you suffer. Ephesians 4:17-32. As a follower of the Lord, I order you to stop living like stupid, godless people. Their minds are in the dark, and they are stubborn and ignorant and have missed out on the life that comes from God. They no longer have any feelings about what is right, and they are so greedy they do all kinds of indecent things. But this isn't what you were taught about Jesus Christ. He is the truth, and you heard about Him and learned about Him. You were told that your foolish desires will destroy you and that you must give up your old way of life with all its bad habits. Let the Spirit change your way of thinking and make you into a new person. You were created to be like God, and so you must please Him and be truly holy. We are part of the same body. Stop lying and start telling each other the truth. Don't get so angry that you sin. Don't go to bed angry and don't give the devil a chance. If you are a thief, quit stealing. Be honest and work hard so you will have something to give to people in need. Stop all your dirty talk. Say the right thing at the right time and help others by what you say. Don't make God's Spirit sad. The Spirit makes you sure that someday you will be free from your sins. Stop being bitter and angry and mad at others. Don't yell at one another or curse each other or even be rude. Instead, be kind and merciful and forgive others just as God forgave you because of Christ. Psalm 69:1-18. By David, for the music leader, to the tune Lilies. God can be trusted. Save me, God. I am about to drown. I am sinking deep in the mud and my feet are slipping. I am about to be swept under by a mighty flood. I am worn out from crying and my throat is dry. I have waited for you till my eyes are blurred. There are more people who hate me for no reason than there are hairs on my head. Many terrible enemies want to destroy me, God. Am I supposed to give back something I didn't steal? You know my foolish sins. Not one is hidden from you. Lord God, all-powerful, ruler of Israel. Don't let me embarrass anyone who trusts and worships you. It is for your sake alone that I am insulted and blush with shame. I am like a stranger to my relatives, and like a foreigner to my own family. My love for your house burns in me like a fire, and when others insult you, they insulted me as well. I cried and went without food, but they still insulted me. They sneered at me for wearing sackcloth to show my sorrow. Rulers and judges gossip about me, and drunkards make up songs to mock me. But I pray to you, Lord. So when the time is right, answer me and help me with your wonderful love. Don't let me sink in the mud, but save me from my enemies and from the deep water. Don't let me be swept away by a flood, or drowned in the ocean, or swallowed by death. Answer me, Lord. You are kind and good. Pay attention to me. You are truly merciful. Don't turn away from me. I am your servant, and I am in trouble. Please hurry and help. Come and save me from my enemies. Proverbs 24, 5 and 6. Wisdom brings strength, and knowledge gives power. Battles are won by listening to advice and making a lot of plans. Okay, I love Ephesians. I love that letter. So Paul's kind of discussing something that, well, it's still a very, very popular thing. Like, have you ever used the term, like, the best version of myself? I'm trying to be the best version of myself, or something like that. And that language is all throughout kind of marketing culture. And it's used to, well, to sell us things, right? If we can be convinced that there's a service that will make us the best version of ourselves, then why wouldn't we look at it? If there's this product that we can apply twice a day that will make us the best version of ourselves, or if there's some kind of program we can use that will bring us closer to the best version of ourselves, then why wouldn't we want to at least look at it? See what the price tag is. Sometimes to actually find an answer to what something is, like, what is the best version of ourselves? Sometimes we have to look at it from the reverse angle. What is not the best version of ourselves? And Paul talks about these things today, about the best version of ourselves and what it's not. So Paul says, minds are full of darkness. They wander far from the life God gives because they have closed their minds and hardened their hearts against him. So for Paul, closed mind and a hard heart is not the way to go, is not the best version. Like Paul's entire thesis throughout his ministry was that faith is the activator for renewal. With a closed mind and a hardened heart, that's pretty hard. When faith is the only path that will lead us to God. And true faith requires that we believe, like, with our whole heart. So a closed mind and a hard heart will not allow us to believe with our whole hearts, so it won't get us there. That's not who we were created to be. So, How would we then, if that's not the way to go and that's not what the best version is, how would we move toward what the best version might be? Well, for Paul, he says, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, righteous and holy. Okay, this is one of those things where we need to pull over the side of the road and get out of the car and take a look, because that is even theoretically possible is an overwhelming thing, that there is a new nature and a new self that is remade after the likeness of God, and that can be accessed through faith. We can put on a new nature, not just like a modified nature with our convictions and our brokenness, but a new nature created to be like God. I mean, right? Take it in. Look at this vista. Those implications, if this is true, are incomprehensible, are overwhelming. We're speaking of being fully restored from every brokenness. All of broken humanity created in God's image. And man, we can buy every product and service in the market to become the best version of ourselves, but we cannot give ourselves a new nature. But we can receive one from God, which is what being made new through faith is. So even though we can't buy this or make it happen on our own, we certainly can collaborate in it. And Paul says how? As we're looking at the best version of ourselves, he says, tell the truth. Stop lying. Don't let anger control you. Don't steal. Work hard. Give generously. Don't have a dirty mouth and language. Be an encouragement. Don't be bitter. Be kind. Forgive as God has forgiven you. And as we cultivate that and collaborate in that, then Paul says we can let the Spirit renew our thoughts, make them different, make them new, and our attitudes. We can allow the Spirit to remind us of who we were created to be. Anger, right? Bitterness, unforgiveness, deception, these are never going to be the best version of us. And so, like, which version of yourself do you want to be? Because there really actually is a best version of ourselves. It's not going to be found in a cream that you can apply, or service that you can buy, or some toy that you need. It's not a marketing machine. But the best version of ourself is available, at least according to Paul. But it will only be revealed when we are willing to put off the old nature, the old way that we did things, the old way we thought about things, the imprinting that we were given even in our own childhoods that have that just taught us that this is how the world works. We will have to die to an old self and be willing to put on a new self, a new nature, one that is created like God, truly righteous and holy. And that happens when we become aware that this is possible, and this is where we are being led, and that the Spirit will guide our lives if we're paying attention. But we will have to stay present. And so may we stay present to these ideas and stay present to the Spirit's leading today. That will be choosing today the best version of ourselves. And so, Holy Spirit, only you can lead us consistently in this direction. And it is not easy. We are so easily distracted. We are so much like sheep gone astray, just wandering. Where are we? Like, what's going on? How did I get here? It's a reactive way of living when proactively we should be understanding that this is cultivated, this is practiced, and we grow from it. We first believe that it's possible, that everything that we were, we can die to it. And those things do not have to creep back in. They're dead. And so us trying to go back and resurrect them is trying to be a zombie, a living dead, when the old way is actually dead. Then we are rebuilding a new person, holy, holy and righteous, made in your image. And this begins with faith and willingness and a choice to consistently walk this path. Holy Spirit, this is the narrow path that leads to life that Jesus taught about. It's not easy and few find it, he said. May we be one of the few. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com. That is home base. It is the website. It is where you find out what is going on around here. The Daily Audio Bible app does that and a lot more, and even soon to be so much more as we begin to roll out the new platform and the new app. Can't wait to introduce that. I can't wait. It's been such a long, arduous, difficult, painful project that will one day bring a new home base to us around the global campfire. So looking forward to that. What's going on around here is we're celebrating 20 years every day. Every day is the 20th. And so just reminding you, we've done some different things that we've never done before. Released some new music, had some really meaningful conversations, Jill and I. So I'll remind you of that. The first song that we released is called I Found Grace. And that's a song Jill sang. And you can find that just looking for Jill Harden on any place that you stream music. The second song we released is called When the Bow Breaks. And that was the first ever, I don't know, maybe only ever, song that Ezekiel, our son who does Daily Audio Bible Kids, the Daily Audio Baby, he was born into this, he sang. And we caught it. Like, he turned a teenager this year, which is nuts. but his voice also changed. And man, when it started, it happened fast. And this year, like during this year. And so when he recorded that vocal earlier in the year, his voice hadn't changed. And I had to capture it. I'm so glad, I'm like personally, as his daddy, like I'm so glad we caught that moment before his voice started turning, you know, he's turning into a man now. And so when the bow breaks, Ezekiel Harden, then the third song is a song I sang. A song I wrote a long, 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 long time ago before Jill and I were married. To her, and boy, we've never needed it more than now. And we needed it then. It's called Love Will Not Care. And you can find that looking for my name, Brian Harden. And then we sang our very first duet together. Jill is a professional singer. Like, I made my living in the music business as a record producer. So I can't, you know, claim to be what she is. I'm not what she is, but we sang our first duet together. And we released that when we went into the Book of Job this year, because it's from the Book of Job. It's called Blessed Be the Name. And it comes from that scripture, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will return. And the Lord gave, the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is riveting. That is riveting worship there. That is not like, rah, 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 my God will beat up your God. My God will do everything to defeat all my enemies. It is literally from the depths of trauma. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we sang our very first duet. You can find that by looking for either one of our names. You'll find it, Brian or Jill Harden. And we have more to come. Like, we've just been really, really busy this last little season. And a really, really busy season coming up in October. Can't wait to tell you about that. Yeah, I can't wait to tell you about that. I'm not going to give any spoilers right now. But look for those songs if you haven't got them on your playlists. Haven't had a chance. Check them out. And if you have and haven't listened to them in a while, keep them spinning. Keep them as a part of an encouragement to your day, your year, as we take this journey through the Bible. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you. We wouldn't be here if we weren't in this together. We just wouldn't. So thank you. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That's the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that is it for today. I am Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible. My name's Keeper of the Birds. I just wanted to thank you. You have been a big part of my own personal recovery and my life story. I've been listening to you. I think I found you guys. You're just getting ready to start your third year. And I've been pretty much listening daily. So I'm very grateful to you for always being here and the consistency of giving me the word, because we need to be fed daily. And I appreciate that I have a campfire that I can go to daily to be fed in the spiritual ways that the world just cannot feed me. Thank you.
Good morning. I want to pray for the mom that called in who just dropped her daughter off at a hospital, a mental health hospital. Lord, so we pray over the mother that you just give her peace about her decision, give her patience and give her strength to wait on you during the time her daughter's at this hospital, and allow her daughter to just be open and vulnerable and willing to accept help while she's there. Do a miraculous work in her mind and transform her self-image. Transform, give her a vision of how you see her, Lord, and how much you love her, and just transform her identity and allow her to come out a new creation, Lord. Just fill with joy and confidence as a child of God. In your son's name I pray.
Hey, DAB family, this is Brian calling from Florida. I want to thank everybody who prayed for me as I had put in a special request for a meeting I was attending last week. God blessed wonderfully, and I appreciate very much all those who prayed. And I just wanted to say how the prayer request didn't even air until after the meeting had completed. But I know that there are no limitations with God, and he saw to it regardless of time, and that's because he's all powerful. I know that. I do want to pray for two people I've heard who lifted up prayer requests regarding depression. So, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, I lift up my two sisters who called in regarding feeling depressed, severely depressed, and in some ways debilitated by depression. And Father, you give us joy, and you have given us healing. So Father, I ask healing for my dear sisters. I pray freedom from depression, and Father, strength over their mind, over their physical body, and Lord, transform them by the renewing of their mind. We thank you for this in Jesus' name.
Hey, Debbers, this is Slave of Jesus in North Carolina. All right, Holy Spirit, let's roll. God, what things are we going to do today? I just love that. I love saying that every day as I'm getting my prayers. So thank you for that. Amen to prayers. Lennox from California, you're struggling with long COVID. And amen to your prayers that the light reaches you as it reaches all of us. Chris from Tulsa, amen to prayers about you losing weight and your struggles at work. God puts us light, as just was mentioned there by Lennox, in dark places. So you can maybe think about that at work. Amen to prayers for Randy's back illnesses. Doug from Massachusetts. Hey, good calling back in again, brother. Amen to prayers for his daughter and their husband as they are starting to see the light due to circumstances that are happening in this country now. Jamie from New Jersey, you seemed a little down, brother. Around September 18th. So you still did your prayer. Thank you for doing that. I always pray with you when you do that. And I really appreciate those prayers. Everything is going good here in the household. We're starting a men's group, step study for Celebrate Recovery. So that is always, if you guys could pray for some protection for that, because the first couple of weeks, the enemy is terrified of that. He doesn't mind a church full of people who show up on Sunday and then go back to their lives and don't live the way Christ ordered us to live. But he is terrified about a bunch of men getting together in a small group and getting ready to change their lives so that they can be out and spreading it around the world. Love you all. Have a great day.
Hey, brothers and sisters. I just wanted to call. I'm from Kentucky. And I want to encourage you that I've been listening to some of the prayer requests and I've heard some of the heaviness and the heartaches, and I just want to pray over you, and I just want to remind you that through Thanksgiving and praise, your spirit will be lifted. The Psalms are awesome to go back and pray back to you, our Heavenly Father. The enemy wants you to be discouraged. He wants you to be heavy. But the joy of the Lord is our strength. Remember, that is a strategy. That isn't just words. That's real. And when we begin to give thanks and praise, our internal body changes. Every cell in our body begins to change. The words that we proclaim change our life, because the words of truth bring us life. So remember, our Father and our Savior, Yeshua, Jesus, our Lord, has all authority in heaven and in earth. Don't forget that. Whatever sin, whatever struggle, whether it's financial, whether it's health, whether it is whatever it is, relationship, He is the Lord of all of it. Continue to pour your heart out to Him. Continue to go to your high priest, Yeshua, Jesus. He has all the answers. He is the answer, and He is all powerful. He can deliver you from whatever is trying to come against you. So I pray in the name of Yeshua that your people, Yeshua, would be delivered.
Hello, DUB family. This is Resting in God's Shadow. I wanted to call in for the gentleman that asked for prayer. He and his wife are pregnant and just received pretty devastating news about their baby, and I'm so sorry that I don't remember the baby's name. I want to say Caleb, but that could be totally wrong, so please forgive me. But Heavenly Father, I lift this family up to you. Father, you obviously know, as you bless us with our children, they're your children to begin with. You know all things, and nothing is too big for you. And you are able to completely heal this baby in utero. So Heavenly Father, we are asking that you perform a miracle that only you can do. We are asking that you lay your healing hands on this little baby, and you make everything be as it is to be and function as you intend it to function. Heavenly Father, I ask for you to please bless this family with your peace, knowing that you are sovereign, knowing that you are in control, knowing that you have the bird's eye view, knowing that you are on your throne, knowing that you are always good and faithful and never leave us and forsake us. So Father, I'm just asking for peace over this family. I'm asking for you to just wrap them in your arms so that they feel your love so strongly, and to heal this little baby so that this mama can carry this baby to full term and have a beautiful, healthy baby. It is in your matchless name, Jesus, that I ask all of these things and that I pray. Amen.